And welcome to Pet Safety Crusader Radio. Speeding your way quick as a greyhound, chatting more than a chihuahua, leaping through obstacles like a border collie, and barking out loud my better pet parenting messages, I am Denise Fleck, the Pet Safety Crusader, and I'm delighted to help you make the difference in a life of an animal. Today is our all authors edition of books about dogs and cats. Did you know that there are about 300,000 new titles that come out each and every year, and there are 1 million humans seriously writing books? Yet tens of thousands of new writers come on the scene every year, and the number of people who at one time or another said, "I'd like to write a book," is much larger than that even. I'm sure most of us have all thought about something in our life, had a wacky family member or experience, or something has just struck us at the moment that we think would make a great story. But the numbers of us who actually put pen to paper, or I guess in today's technology, I should say fingertips to the keyboard, is relatively few. And the number of people who actually complete the writing and get it out there for others to read is even smaller. In this day of technology, many say that the printed word is kind of going by the wayside with, you know, Kindles and tablets and whatever the latest electronic gadget might be. Ebooks have grown from being only 2% of the book reading market to about 23% in just 3 years. And it's already an $8.8 billion industry in just the U.S. alone. So, you know, ebooks sound like they're here to stay, and they're just growing and growing. And it seems, though, with the ebooks, people are reading more than they did even 6 months ago. So, you know, that seems to be a good trend that we're getting people to read information and, you know, because we all just always need to keep on learning, whether it's about an animal or anything in our lives. But regardless of whether you actually like to hold a printed page or scroll down a screen, we do have some fun books and some fun humans who wrote them that we're going to be sharing with you today. So no matter how much you already rock at taking care of your furry family member, there is always more to learn. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing. But stay tuned to this episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to listen and learn how to be the person your dog or cat knows you can be. The first book I'd like to discuss today is actually one of my own. I guess it's one of the perks of having a radio show. You get to talk about yourself and your stuff. But this book hit the shelves earlier this year in January, as a matter of fact, and it's entitled Start Off on the Right Paw. It's the first sequel in my Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover children's book series. DJAB, Don't Judge a Book, which I call it for short, was honored as Children's Book of the Year in 2014 by the Dog Writers Association of America, which, you know, really made me proud. And it's also received honors at the London Book Festival. But not only am I proud and wagging my tail over the honors, it just really made me cry those happy tears, as Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover is based loosely on my own handsome black Labrador retriever, Mr. Rico. He was an amazing being, just gentle and kind, and he could actually lick a smile onto even the grouchiest person's face. He just made such an important impact in my life, even though I adopted him as a senior when he was already 9 years old and only got 6 years with him. He did live to the ripe old age of 15, but I felt like I had him his whole life because we just bonded so intensely. Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover shares the tale of a young blonde-haired girl named Mary Alice and her friends, who all like pretty clothes and hanging with the in crowd. When it's Mary Alice's birthday and she requests a puppy for her birthday from the pet store, you know, the pretty little doggy in the window with the pink bow, she's in for quite a surprise, however, because her parents take her to the animal shelter to adopt instead, where after a little bit of coercing and really getting to understand the situation, Mary Alice not only saves the life of a loving older dog, but really learns that once you look beyond that plain cover of things, you can be treated to those treasures that lie underneath. So the book is really all about not judging an animal or a person or anything for that matter by their age, by their breed, by their fur color, by any exterior, but taking to not, you know, the time to know to get to know them. The sequel, Start Off on the Right Paw, which is the one I really wanted to mention today, continues the trend of reminding us, whether we're zero or we're 99, that we shouldn't judge by exteriors. But the sequel actually elaborates on the proper pet-to-pet introductions that we need to take when we're adding new four-legged family members to our home. This book introduces Bonsai, an older Akita who, after six long months in the animal shelter, and you know, that's a fortunate and a not so much fortunate thing in some ways. It's great when there are some animal shelters out there that will give an animal time, that, you know, don't have them red listed and, you know, allow the time for their proper soulmate human to find them. But still, it's a long time to be in a kennel or a shelter type situation, but hopefully what comes after, when they are adopted and find their forever home, you know, makes it all worthwhile. But Bonsai is introduced in the sequel, and fortunately she does find her forever home, and things turn out really well because the humans in her life actually take the time to carefully acquaint her with the other pets on neutral turf. Now, just like Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover was loosely based on my Mr. Rico, Bonsai was one of my loves as well, and was by my side through the writing of this entire book and many, many more. She posed for the illustrations, which I must say absolutely capture her beauty. And you'll see the amazing heart on her left side that she really wore on her beautiful fur coat. Bonsai was my loyal friend and companion. I called her my Velcro dog because she was always by my side. She rarely barked. She'd rather woo-woo, but only when absolutely needed, such as the time she discovered a rattlesnake in our backyard. I adopted Bonsai from a desert shelter 11 years ago. She was skinny, her hip bones were sticking out, and she had a rather large wound to the top of her head. But with love, she thrived and became an absolute beauty queen with a corkscrew tail that she carried proudly and would wag like a great big puff. When I brought Bonsai home, Mr. Rico, the real one, was already in, you know, part of the family, as well as two-month-old Haiku, my Chiquita. He's part long-coated Akita and part Chow. Bonsai was, at this moment in time, very rough and tumble, kind of like a grizzly bear as far as her outside appearance. So we, you know, were very careful. We brought them all together slowly and cautiously, but they positively grew into an amazing trio, and Bonsai blossomed into a beauty and truly a loving teddy bear. Not a grizzly bear at all, but a loving teddy bear. She went with me on many speaking engagements, was photographed in interviews, and appeared in TV segments. She was a gracious model, letting me bandage up her ears or put a muzzle on her and demonstrate other pet first aid procedures that are going to be seen in books for years to come. Last month, though, Bonsai's 15-plus year body became tired, and my Lady Bonsai went to heaven. Although in books such as The Autumn and Winter of Your Pet, I wrote about dealing with goodbyes. As the saying goes, even the physician can't always heal himself. And I've certainly had a difficult time of missing her, and realized too that even though you write about things or know about things or preach about them on your own, sometimes the only way to get through them is actually walking through and going through all the steps of grief. One of the great joys, though, that has really been helping me through is her younger brother, Haiku, but I'm also cautiously watching him as well, because animals mourn their siblings, too. So, you know, we're both getting through this with no longer having Bonzo by our sides on this earthly plane, but she's forever in our heart. So the important thing is to live in the moment like our amazing animals do and create great memories together that can sustain you until the rainbow in your life comes out once more. Belly rubs to heaven, my Bonsai. And we'll all be back after this quick break.
Hey, pet lovers, keep your best friends in good health and keep them smiling with no more worries of gingivitis, plaque, or bad breath. Introducing Pet Smile, the first pet toothpaste to be awarded the Veterinary Oral Health Council seal for plaque removal. Pet Smile requires no brushing, making cleaning your pet's teeth easy. Go to PetSmileUSA.com and use the promo code RadioSmile for $5 off your first order. I'll spell it for you. PetSmileUSA.com. No brush pet toothpaste for cats and dogs. PetSmileUSA.com.
I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and although I have taught more than 10,000 humans animal life-saving skills, I know there are so many more dogs and cats who could benefit from their people learning better pet parenting. That's why I travel far and wide teaching you to keep your pets safe and help them live longer, happier, healthier lives. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing, but join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become the bow, wow, wonderful person your pet knows you can be.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Here is a perfect safety gift for you and your best friend that one day could save your life. You have to see these rechargeable LED dog flashing collars and leashes that light up for your protection when walking your dog. Go to shineforedogs.com. I'll spell it out for you. SHINEFORDOGS.com. Shineforedogs.com. I recommend this for you and your loved ones. Now go now. Shineforedogs.com.
And welcome back to Pet Safety Crusader Radio's All Author Edition. Our first guest author is Jamie Ilama, and that pen name is an acronym for I Love All My Animals. How cool is that? Jamie is also the president of Open Door Publishing, based in beautiful Laguna Niguel, California. Open Door creates beautiful books, and I can really attest to this after reading The Upstairs Cat, which we're going to be talking about today, and noting the incredible illustrations by Audrey Miller. They were just so appealing to the eye, yet there are a lot of details in them, but nothing overwhelms you so that you really are tuning into the cat who's the main character. And all of these books published by Open Door are designed to create positive messages to teach the importance of advocacy for both human and animal rights. Their goal is to raise awareness to causes that both humans and animals face and start a dialogue on how to bring about change through acceptance and inclusion with stories of courage and never-ending spirit, just really feel-good things that make us move forward in our life. Jamie's book, The Upstairs Cat, is beautifully rhymed as well as being adorably illustrated, and it's a story about a kitty cat who finds herself alone when her human goes off to college. She sits and she waits, alone in her chair, surrounded by silence. Her friend is not there. Where did the boy go who had slept in her bed? How she misses his kisses and pats on her head. In her loneliness, however, the upstairs cat decides to venture out of her comfort zone and go downstairs. Metaphorically, this speaks to all of us about all kinds of challenges we face, whether it's trying new things, making new friends, sometimes we even feel abandoned. Jamie, it's doggone wonderful to have you here. Tell us what first inspired you to write this story.
Well, thank you. I love being here. And what inspired me was Amazon, the upstairs cat. It's a true story. I watched her struggles. I watched what happened. I saw how she just was beside herself. She had, never been alone, or she never wanted to be alone. And she thrived so quickly to adjust and readjust to a life without her favorite person. And I have to tell you, now she's not just the upstairs cat, she's a downstairs cat as well.
I'm actually going to clarify something because it might have been a little confusing when she said she was inspired by Amazon and not the Amazon we're all thinking of, but Amazon was actually the name of the real kitty. And, you know, so often with writers or people in general, animals do inspire us. And, you know, being in the animal world and in the animal industry, so many of the people I know, as well as myself, have named our businesses after, you know, pets that were a huge part of our life. So Amazon was a real kitty that this book was named after. What has been your experience, Jamie, with sharing the story with kids? Or, you know, or is it helping any of them open up? Or tell me what your experience is.
Well, it's been amazing, actually. I went to the OC Pet Expo, and I was actually one of the only authors. I went with one of the charities that I give to, which is Caring Friends Cat Rescue in Tustin, California. And I had, believe it or not, I mean, I had many kids, but I've also sold it to a lot of adults because they know what it's like to be the upstairs cat. You know, they face change more than most kids. But kids love it. They love the pictures. They love the story. They love that it's true. A friend of mine in Maryland made a lesson plan for her second grade class. And I have received 96 of their responses, which have been amazing. And it's just everyone that I know that has read it has loved it.
Well, that has to be such a feel-good for you because, I mean, the important thing is that we're making an impact in animals and people's lives. But, you know, when the author gets that kind of response, it's just incredible, and it just makes you feel you're doing the thing you're meant to do, I'm sure. Do you feel that using the animals as characters is really, you know, the helpful way of getting to some of these messages, even for adults?
Absolutely, because we all know animals don't judge, and that was a huge reason why I used the animals. We have so many chances to speak our minds to so many people, but we don't because we're shy or life just, you know, hands us something we can't deal with. But animals, you can talk to all the time, anytime. They're always there to listen, and they never, ever judge.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That is just so true. Well, we're wishing you great success with the Upstairs Cat, but do you have any other books, you know, on the landing pad here? What's coming up next?
Well, this is the first book of the Rescue Me series. There are four other ones that include, and they're all about, you know, again, animals and humans and the similarities. So one is the first one, well, the next one of the series is A Pup's Tale, and that's about abandonment, both physical and emotional, and that had to do with my border collie. And then the next one is about prejudice, and that's actually about judging before you even see, and that's is for ferrets. And then there's one about homelessness, which is about turtles. And then the last one is saying goodbye to a loved one, and that is about Asian elephants. And I hope from the proceeds of the sales of the book, I give a portion to the charities that I support, and then the rest goes into making the rest of the books in the series. So it through donations and sales of books, the more I get, the more I can give. And it cost me $5,000 per book to make a book. So I, as a nonprofit, I don't have money. So I count on donations and book sales to make the rest of the series.
Oh, well, that's so wonderful that you explained that because, you know, a lot of people think you just write a book and it gets out there and then the author starts cashing these checks. It really isn't the way. But since you brought it up about the nonprofits, that was going to be one of the questions I wanted to ask you. I noticed Caring Friends Cat Rescue is associated with this book. So can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, they are wonderful. And actually, that one of the reasons I picked them was I got my cat, Boris, from the OC Pet Expo years ago when I was helping the OC Ferrets, which is also another one of my charities. And my cat, Boris, who is a Russian Blue, was one of 21 cats that was kept by the owner of Caring Friends Cat Rescue, and he was immaculate. He was so well kept, and she saved him from being euthanized. He was only 4 months old. So they do wonderful things. They go out into the community. They educate. She will be with me at the OC Book Festival for Kids on the 25th of September as well. They do wonderful work. The other rescue that we support on the Upstairs Cat is Azuri Pet Rescue, and they go to kill shelters around Southern California, and they save animals. And I got my dog, Sydney, who's also, he's pictured in the book as well, and he was found at the Riverside shelter that they took in. So they both do wonderful work. All the charities that I've picked, I know firsthand because I've experienced some pet rescue from them or help from them. So they're all great, and they all do great things.
Oh, well, that's good to know. So thank you for sharing those, because other people often want to know about rescues. And, you know, it's so great to be able to give back. The animals give us so much, and whatever we can do, you know, to help them. And you've got some important messages coming out with the other books. I'll be really anxious and curious and excited to read them when they come out, because you're touching on a lot of topics that are near and dear to my heart. So before we say our goodbyes today, I want you to tell us where they can buy The Upstairs Cat and where they can learn more about what you do, Jamie.
Thank you. They can go to my website, and it's www.anopendoor.us. They can purchase the book there, and they can find out all about our charity, you know, our nonprofit, the other books in the series, and The Upstairs Cat. And they can also go on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I honestly prefer that they go to our website, because I can personalize the books for them, as well as I get all of the money so that I can give more away. With Amazon and Barnes & Noble, I have to pay a percentage, so I get less, and the less I get, the less I can give. So the more I get, the more I can give. So please go to my website. We also have donation packages that include books, signed books, and a bunch of gifts that they can get as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And thanks for sharing that tip, because I know so many people, when they are donating, they want the money to go to the animals. So it's good that you gave them that extra tip. So it's anopendoor.com, The Upstairs Cat, and you can explore around the website and see all the other wonderful things. Thank you so much, Jamie, and stay in touch. Let me know when those other books are out, and we will have you back.
Thank you so much, but it's anopendoor.us. So anopendoor.us.
Perfect. Thank you for correcting that. AnOpenDoor.us.
Correct. Thank you so much for having me and giving me this time to just spread my mission.
Absolutely. I so enjoyed the book, and it was beautifully written, because sometimes when you read rhymey books, you kind of get into too much of a, you know, a cadence there, and you just really, you hit the mark. It was perfect. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you again for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Take care, and after a short break, we're going to be back with still another author. Let's go for a ride in the car. Doesn't matter how far, far. She shines like a star. Let's go for a ride in the car. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Do you remember when your best friend used to greet you at the door every night? Always there, loyal, wagging his tail, happy to see you? Now things have changed. Your dog is getting older, and you're losing your best friend. Thanks to good nutrition and medical advances, however, our dogs are living longer today than ever before. But as our dogs do get older, they begin to change. Your dog may be waking you up in the middle of the night, or starting to soil in the house, even barking for no reason at all. He may just seem confused or be getting stuck in corners, and he just isn't himself. Over 28 million pets in the United States suffer from these same symptoms. Nutrix is a new, natural, and clinically proven solution that helps get your old dog back. Nutrix is a specially formulated soft chew with a taste dogs love and recommended by veterinarians across the U.S. Help your best friend by talking with your veterinarian about your senior pet's behavior. As a noted veterinarian says, do your pet a favor and ask about behavior. You can get Nutrix from your vet or go to Nutrix.com. For more information, visit their website, www.nutrix.com. I'll spell it out for you,
NutriCks.com. NutriCks.com.
Finest Fetch Dog Treats. It's more than a treat. Go to finestfetch.com. Made with the best quality human grade ingredients and made in the USA. There is nothing like it. Your best friend will just gobble them up. And it's like eating a home cooked meal. The treats have an unbelievable recipe. Chicken biscuit with blue cheese, rosemary and thyme tacos, peanut butter and jelly, bagel and lox, wow, plus more. My producer eats them, and his dog eats them too, and he said they are healthy and delicious. I'm not kidding. So you must go to finestfetch.com. I'll spell it for you, finestfetch.com. Your best friend will love you for it.
And you're back with Pet Safety Crusader Radio. Our next guest is Jeremy Feig, who, as his bio states, is originally from a small town in slightly upstate New York. After graduating from New Paltz College, he moved to Los Angeles for TV and film production work before stumbling into a career in digital marketing. Jeremy spends much of his time working on creative projects, usually involving comedy. So we've got a funny guy coming up, guys. Listen up. He's written numerous screenplays and scripts for TV, created original cartoons, and has directed quirky short films. But Jeremy's with us today to talk about his hilarious self-help book for guys, How My Cat Made Me a Better Man. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hello, glad to be here.
Happy to have you. Now, most books, especially those that include animals in some respect, are often inspired by a furry best friend or a favorite childhood pet. Who inspired you to write this book, and why a self-help book?
Well, this was all inspired by my cat, Shelly, who I got, she was a stray soon after college, and when I was, you know, starting to live on my own, and she just inspired it. Basically by being who she was. You know, she was not the friendliest cat in the world. She was always sweet to me, but she would, you know, be known to swat people here and there, to, you know, to show some attitude, and she did whatever it took to be happy. So I said, you know, why not kind of look at her for inspiration to my own life, and you know, kind of like a self-help sort of in that way.
Awesome. Well, animals can truly be wonderful teachers. How has Shelly made you a better man? And would your wife and daughter agree with that comment?
Well, hopefully. But I think a lot of it was just kind of seeing the things that she did with her own life, you know, not really consciously, I assume, but in the same way, but that she did what it took to make the best life for herself, you know, like, you know, a lot of things she would, you know, I think a big thing about her, she just did what it took to make her happy. She didn't go for whatever other people thought would make her happy. She just said, this is what I'm all about, and that's what I'm going to do. You know, I remember getting her this, a little toy lobster once. It was really this adorable, fancy little toy with like feathers for antenna. And I thought, oh, she's going to love this. And I gave it to her, and she had absolutely no interest. But then she found the little plastic container that it came in, the little plastic, the hard plastic case, and she batted that one around for hours. And she said, I don't care about the silly toy. What makes me happy is this little plastic container. And so, you know, it's true. It's true words really to think about, I think. You know, you don't do what other people think is right for you. You got to do what's right for yourself.
Well, that's right. The animals, you know, they don't carry around baggage. And I guess they kind of make us go back to our childhood, too, because remember, you know, or how kids always prefer to play with the boxes and the wrapping paper sometimes than what actually, you know, came in it. Now,
absolutely. I see that with my own daughter now. She'll play with the box rather than the toy inside. So she's like, oh, I can climb in this. So
there you go. So I guess, you know, animals remind us of our childlike qualities. Now, reading your book, I noticed it was packed with all kinds of useful advice on grooming and fear and picking a mate. Do men really need help in these areas, Jeremy? It's not something innate.
I think, hey, if you're one of the lucky few men that is able to put all that together on your own, that's great. But I think everyone can use some tips and some refreshers, and just to kind of remind them of kind of the things to focus on. I mean, some might seem obvious, like grooming, but I know myself, I never like to, you know, spend a long time getting ready to go out. But then I watched my cat one day when I was spending 5 minutes to get ready to go out, and Shelly, who wasn't going anywhere, was grooming herself for 20 minutes. I said, maybe I should look in the mirror here and spend a little more time on this. You know, so there's always something you can pick up and improve upon.
Lesson learned. Absolutely. I noticed in the relationships chapter, you talk about thinking of the dating pool as an animal shelter. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think if you walk into an animal shelter and you're looking to adopt a cat or a dog or whatever, you know, they're going to, you see them all in the sad little cages, but they're all kind of showing their approach in a different way. You know, maybe there's a cat that's kind of jumping up and down and really excited. And maybe that would translate, you know, so she's like showing a lot of energy. So maybe that's, you know, someone that you might date that's, you know, very, very energetic, very, very, let's go. You know, or you might see a cat that's just sort of sleeping. You know, and then, oh, maybe that's someone who's more laid back, you know, that you're not going to get excited about all these random people coming to visit the shelter. Or maybe there's a cat that's like, hello, and just kind of gives you a look and kind of says, I know what you're about. And, you know, maybe that's someone, a person that would intrigue you a little bit more. So I feel like a lot of these do have comparables, really.
Well, it sounds like living with Shelly, it actually made you tune in a little bit more, and you noticed, you know, cats' personalities and different things they're doing, and, you know, then you kind of were paying attention more to it in the human world as well.
No, that's very true. That's very true. Like, I remember I moved into the apartment that I currently live in now. Like, before, like the week before we moved in, it was completely unfurnished. So I took her there just to, like, hey, Shelly, you know, like, check out this new place. You can run around. There's no furniture. Go crazy. And she was utterly terrified. She just went and hid behind the toilet and didn't come out for an hour. And but then when she finally would come out, she'd kind of slowly, gradually work her way into the bathroom, then into the den, then into the wider scope of the whole apartment. But so she was afraid of the unknown there. So she just kind of took it in steps, found her comfort level, and then she was all good with it. And then I think that's something sometimes we have to do ourselves. If we're afraid of something, maybe we break it down into smaller elements and gradually get ourselves more comfortable so we're able to deal with it.
So true. And also, you know, sometimes I understand from your book that guys can use cats to their advantage. I found here a little passage. Use your cat to your advantage, cat in a backpack. Here you can use your cat to your advantage. Putting your cat in a backpack is a great way to break the ice. First, make sure she's comfortable in the backpack and can poke her head out. I thank you for that, being the Pet Safety Crusader here. We're always thinking animals first.
Of course.
Next, be amazed as random women approach you and strike up a conversation, mostly along the lines of, why do you have a cat in a backpack?
It's a great icebreaker.
Tell me about that there, Jeremy.
I will not admit that I've ever carried Shelly around in a backpack with her head poking out. But you know, I could definitely see the value in doing such a thing. I mean, occasionally you see people walking around with little dogs and strollers or in something like that. And it's, oh, what's going on there? But if you see a cat in a backpack, there's a story there. And that's someone I would like to talk to. That's someone that's an interesting story. The cat's probably having a good time. If she's sitting there comfortably, then she's probably okay with it. And if she's not in there, well, she probably couldn't handle it, which I could totally understand. But that's definitely an icebreaker to get people to say, what is going on with this situation? And tell me about this cat.
Absolutely. I love your little feline twist on that, because like you said, whether it's a dog in a stroller or just a guy walking a dog on a leash, I mean, they're often referred to as babe magnets, because, you know, the women will come over and want a pet, Fluffy or Rover or Fido or whoever it has to be. And, you know, why leave our kitties out there? So you can take them safely in a backpack and strike up a conversation.
Right. Definitely. If they're comfortable going outside, that's, you know, with cats, you never know anyway. But if they like it, then I'm all for it.
Well, that's it. You know, and of course, you know, I would add, put them safely in a harness and the whole bit. But I mean,
sure.
You know, the whole idea is safety first. Now, being of the opposite gender here, I do have to ask you to expand on this section entitled Living with a Woman versus Living with a Cat. And I know you have, you know, all of these laid out in nice little, you know, I won't say pro or cons, but either or. So tell me what that was all about. Has your wife read that section? You know, whatever you can share.
My wife was totally comfortable with everything that was in that section, you know, but, you know, there's definitely differences involved. And of course, everyone is different. Every woman is different and every cat is different. So, you know, it's a generalization to be sure. But, you know, you look at things, you know, a cat will, you won't, if you're living with a woman and you're going out, most likely she's going to want to know, when are you coming home? You know, where are you going? If you have a cat, you have no responsibility to say any of those things. So there's definitely a difference, whether for good or for bad. You know, and you know, there's a matter of, you know, are you going to find, you know, stray hairs around the place? With a cat, you will find definitely clumps of fur all over the house. With a woman, you might find a little bit in the bathroom, maybe around the sink a little bit. But, you know, they've each got their differences and their similarities. So there's definitely a lot that comes into play there.
Well, I think this book is really a fun read, and it's definitely, you know, a male perspective on life that, you know, as a female, I enjoyed reading. And of course, if it has anything to do with an animal, you know, it even further upped my interest in it. So, Jeremy, tell our listeners where they can get a copy and if you have anything else up your sleeve.
Yeah, I mean, you can find a copy on Amazon or the Barnes & Noble website, bn.com. Just search for How My Cat Made Me a Better Man. It'll pop right up. Or at my website, jeremyfeig.com. And yeah, I'm in the early stages of planning another book, but it's still going to be a ways off. So we'll see where it goes. It probably will not be about a cat, though. I feel like I might have used up all my good cat material in the first one.
Well, there you go. So everybody out there, remember, it's How My Cat Made Me a Better Man by Jeremy Feig, and you can catch it on Amazon or at jeremyfeig.com. Jeremy, thank you so much for being on the show. Great success, and paws and fingers crossed with your book.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me. It was great.
Terrific. We'll be back after a short break.
Hey, cat lovers, listen up. Goo fur is the only way and the best way to medicate and to help you with giving supplements to your cats. Goo fur, spelled G-O-O-F-U-R-R. Goo fur is a natural paste that works as a delivery system for your cat's medication and supplements. Goo fur is the proud winner of the 2014 Editor's Choice Awards presented by Cat Fancy. This is what I want you to do. Go to goofur.com. I'll spell it out for you again. GOOFUR.com. When you dread pill time, then get goofur.
Being the one who makes a difference is what I am all about. I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and my superpower is helping people to help their pets. So I come to you via the airwaves, sharing the latest 411 on how you can help your pets live longer, happier lives by your side. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing, but join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become that awesome person your pet knows you can be.
Thinking of pizza? The best pizza in town. Then go to Berno's, located in Orange City, Florida, next to Publix. Tell them the radio sent you to receive free garlic cheese sticks. Free delivery for orders to go. Call now and order. Call 386-775-2327. Visit their website, bearnosefl.com. I'll spell it for you. BARNOSFL.com. Hey, pet lovers, you have to try this. Organic pet shampoo and organic pet skin spray made by the Green Hippies. You cannot get better than this. They are made with organic vegetables. Wow. This is what you must do. Go to thegreenhippies.com. I'll spell it for you, thegreenhippies.com. HIPPIES.com, thegreenhippies.com, or call right now, 386-747-5620. Listen up, pet lovers. The best way to keep your pets safe and your car seats clean is by purchasing StageAx. Now you can take your pets with you and keep your car seats clean with a highly durable mat and never worry. Keep your car clean, keep your pets safe, and keep yourself happy with StageAx. This is what I want you to do. Go to StageAx.com. I'll spell it for you. StayJax.com. StayJax.com. Now you can enjoy traveling with your pets and keep them safe and keep your car seats clean. Hey, pet lovers, this is a must for you. Only one-of-a-kind dog food. There is nothing like this dog food blend anywhere else. Also, the best in the industry, joint support supplement. And you have to try this for your dog. Introducing the dental spray called Spray Me. Effectively breaks down tartar and leaves your dog's breath smelling great. You have to check out all their products. So go now to www.truedog.com. I'll spell it out for you. That is TRUDOG.com. Visit True Dog and use the promo code PAWS15 for 15% off.
And you are back with Pet Safety Crusader Radio on our all-author edition today. I'm so delighted to say that our next guest, Diane Rose Solomon, is also a friend. After rescuing a puppy 2 decades ago, Diane became involved in animal rescue and education, serving for years on the board of directors of a small grassroots organization, the Animal Guardian Society. This lady, with a true heart of gold, felt the need to give back even more to the animal community, so she became a certified humane education specialist through the Humane Society University in 2009. She then combined her humane and her creative interests by publishing her first two books, award-winning JJ, the American Street Dog, and How He Came to Live in Our House, and the sequel, JJ Goes to Puppy Class. Diane's latest contribution to the bookshelves everywhere is What to Expect When Adopting a Dog, a guide to successful dog adoption and pet parenting for every family. Welcome, Diane. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you so much, Denise. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it was a blast at your launch party last week. Are you still riding a high?
I am just, adrenaline is just still surging through me. It's been crazy, but good crazy.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, like with most books, especially with those of us who are attached to animals, we're generally inspired, you know, by an animal or by many animals. But what inspired you to put all of this important pet parenting information into one place? Because it was a monumental task, I'm sure, because not only did you have your own information, you have grabbed resources and people together to really make this a comprehensive book.
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head, because it's really a collaborative effort. It started as, gosh, I've been in the adoption world personally and a little bit professionally for like 20-something years. And so I became, especially after I published the two kids' books, sort of the go-to person amongst my friends and neighbors. You know, oh, we have this question about adoption or dogs or aging dogs or health, whatever. And I became the go-to person. And I realized, if people are coming to me with all of these questions and I've got some of the answers, even if I don't have the answer, I kind of knew where to point them. And I was being helpful. I thought, well, what about all of the people out in the world who have similar questions or different questions, but that don't know me, that can't call me and say, hey, Diane, I got a question. So I wrote this book, and it's kind of an informal book. It's very conversational, as if I were speaking to somebody I didn't know. Here's what I'm suggesting that you do. So But the collaborative aspect of it that you mentioned is really important because it's not just my words and my experience. I included many pet professionals, you included, who just know all of these different things about different aspects of, you know, veterinary world and pet CPR and first aid, and also people from the rescue and adoption world, and other pet parents too, who are able to share a lot of their expertise.
Well, I'm honored and delighted to be a part of it, but so much what you just said resonates in that, like you were saying, you were getting all these questions. And I mean, I know you're, you know, well-connected and know a lot of people, but the number of people asking you was probably just scratching the surface as far as the number of people that actually need this information. So, you know, it's great you've put it down in a book. And the other aspect of that you made me think of is, you know, any of us that are involved with animals, other people come up to us thinking we're animal everything experts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what I often tell, especially like pet sitters and dog trainers and people that work, that it's so important to get connected with people in other aspects of the industry, because we can't possibly all know everything ourselves as an individual, but by knowing other good people or being able to refer pet parents to other resources, it, you know, not only ups our own credibility, but it really can help animals in the long run. And I think that's exactly what you did. Do you want to tell us about some of the, well, my goodness, I mean, you start off with a questionnaire in the beginning so people can kind of assess if they're ready to adopt. And then why don't you take me through a little bit more of what's in the book?
Sure. The way I broke the book up is kind of like the natural progression that one might have if you were considering adopting a dog. And the first question is scratching your head, am I even ready to adopt? And some people think about it, and they think about it for a really long time. Some people don't think about it at all. They just go grab a dog. And then there's sort of the middle ground. But what I provided was a questionnaire to help people start thinking about some of the questions. And not to say don't do it if you don't have all of these things in place, but if you are working out of the home and, you know, the dog's going to be left home alone all day, which, you know, I think it's great if you can be home, but I also say there's plenty of wonderful dogs who would be much happier in your home than in the shelter. But you also got to plan to have a dog sitter, for example, or, you know, somebody's going to walk your dog, or doggy daycare, something, so that there could be that balance. So that first module really asks those questions. Are you ready? And then the second module is, okay, now we've determined that we're ready. Where do we even go? What's a shelter? What's a rescue organization? What's the difference? Or what about online? There's more than two, but the two major organizations that offer online assistance are petfinder.com and adoptapet.com. And they're great resources with listings of all of the shelters and rescue groups. You can search by breed, by location. They're phenomenal. So there's a lot of different ways, and I help people find where to go. And then also, what are some of the questions you might be asked by the adoption agency, or some of the questions that you need to ask? And then it's, well, now we've got this dog. What do I need to have? What do I need to know? What do I need to do? And it's a lot of basics. And what's cool about this book is you'll notice that it's not very thick, and that's kind of by design. Because I have so many other professionals that are linked, and I've referenced so many articles, the book doesn't have to be that thick, because if you're reading and you got what you needed from the basics, great. But if you want to do a deeper dive and you want to learn some more, you can click on that article or that organization to learn more about them or about that product.
So that's so wonderful. Yeah, it's kind of like a starting point, and you point us in the right direction. Exactly. Because, too, if it's made too thick, you know, I know our lazy human species here, you know, we won't pick it up and actually crack it open if it's too overwhelming. So it's exactly. Nice to keep it manageable and in a conversational tone.
Exactly, exactly. And then in modules 4 and 5, it's really, so now this dog's in your home, how does he come into your lifestyle? Do you have kids? We talk about kid safety, family safety, talk about dog safety, you know, keeping your pet safe, which is your expertise. But just the basics of pet sitting and hiking and walking with them, just a lot of the stuff about a daily living with a dog, what if it was our daily routine. And then in the final module, I talk about some what I call advanced pet parenting. Let's say you've got a real hyperactive dog. What do you do with them? There's some things like agility, all sorts of different sports and things that you can do with a dog like that. Or maybe senior dogs, another area of your expertise. Maybe we want to know a little bit more about that. Or some health issues that we see as dogs age. So again, what's cool about the book is if you're just ready to get started, you don't even have to think about the end of the book now. Just read the beginning part. And it's actually a great book for people who've had a dog for a while too, but just might have some questions. So you can actually kind of ignore the front part of the book and just go to more of the advanced pet parenting aspects.
Well, it's so wonderful. You kind of really walk us through the steps and remind us or actually inform us of some things we may not think about, because a lot of people think their work is done once they've made the decision and actually brought the dog home. Maybe some of times they'll think about, you know, doing some training, but you're bringing into, you know, other things about keeping the pet active and, you know, that will actually enhance the pet's quality of life and make him a better part of the family. So that's just fabulous, Diane. Mm-hmm. Where can we learn more about you and where can people get their paws on this book?
Well, the best place to learn more about me is my website, which is www.DianeRoseSolomon.com. And the book actually just got released today. It's been in pre-sale until today. Yes, so today's the big day. And it's now officially available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and all the other electronic places that people buy ebooks and things like that. And it's available in paperback and in as an ebook.
Wonderful. So it shouldn't be too hard for them to track down a copy. So go to Amazon.com and also check out DianeRoseSolomon.com. And go ahead, give a shout out to your furry canine pack. Who do you have?
Well, I've got Ninja, who brought in a possum last night. So I cleaned that up last night. So he's got a big prey instinct. And Gonzo, who's my little guy, and he's real sweet too. So.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you are an awesome dog mom, and you're sharing now all of your expertise with us, so we can't thank you enough. So everybody, please check out What to Expect When Adopting a Dog by Diane Rose Solomon. Thank We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for the end of the show.
Listen up, animal lovers. You can support your local animal shelters and welfare organizations for free. Just shop online through adoptashelter.com. It's easy. Go to adoptashelter.com, pick the organization you want to support, and then connect to over 750 of your favorite online stores, including Amazon, Expedia, Macy's, Office Depot, Walmart, and Zazzle. Then shop like you normally do. Everything you buy earns a cash donation for the animal welfare organization of your choice. And you always pay the exact same prices as going to the merchant directly. Simply click, shop, and donate at adoptashelter.com.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Do you remember when your best friend used to greet you at the door every night? Always there, loyal, wagging his tail, happy to see you? Now things have changed. Your dog is getting older, and you're losing your best friend. Thanks to good nutrition and medical advances, however, our dogs are living longer today than ever before. But as our dogs do get older, they begin to change. Your dog may be waking you up in the middle of the night, or starting to soil in the house, even barking for no reason at all. He may just seem confused or be getting stuck in corners, and he just isn't himself. Over 28 million pets in the United States suffer from these same symptoms. Nutrix is a new, natural, and clinically proven solution that helps get your old dog back. Nutrix is a specially formulated soft chew with a taste dogs love and recommended by veterinarians across the U.S.
Help your best friend by talking with your veterinarian about your senior pet's behavior. As a noted veterinarian says, do your pet a favor and ask about behavior. You can get Nutrix from your vet or go to Nutrix.com. For more information, visit their website, www.nutrix.com. I'll spell it out for you. www.neutrix.com. Nutrix.com.
Hey, pet lovers. You can now contact a vet by video chat or text 24/7 worldwide. That's right. With Vets Plus More, a very important life-saving app for your pet, for your smartphone. Need to speak to a vet right now for an emergency or just a simple question? Then Vets Plus More is the answer. I'll spell it out for you. VETSPLUSMORE.com. Go to VetsPlusMore.com and speak to a vet for any medical questions or any simple questions for your furry best friend. This is the best thing you can do for your pet and for yourself. Do you travel with your pets? If you do, then take a vet with you. Just download Vets Plus More on your smartphone. VetsPlusMore.com.
And you are listening to Pet Safety Crusader Radio. Since this is the All Author Edition and it is September, Disaster Preparedness Month, I certainly would be remiss and actually doggone foolish, since this is my radio show, if I didn't mention my upcoming release coming out later this month, The Pet Safety Crusader's Guide to Pet Disaster Preparedness. Whether the wind blows, the ground shakes, the flames rise, or snow or water fall from the skies, you must be prepared for your pet's sake. Disasters don't need to be on a regional scale. Remember, a crisis can actually occur on your street or in just your home. Whether it's a fire that breaks out or a water pipe that breaks, you need to be prepared to either hunker down with your pets at your home until help comes, or you need to get the heck out of there quickly, taking your pets with you. Even with neighbors experiencing distress, your little household of two-legged, four-legged, feathered, finned, and scaled family members could be rattled. So if electricity fails and refrigeration is no longer an option, your pet's food can go bad. Without electricity, if you have fish, those aquarium pumps and filters won't run, and climate control can be deadly in various parts of the country. Sometimes you don't even think about it, but something like a fallen tree can make a home uninhabitable. And certainly a flooded basement, like a lot of our friends in Louisiana and other parts of the country have been experiencing, not only make everything wet, but for weeks or months to come, it can bring disease, dampness, and ruin, while fire is actually the ultimate destruction. So when disaster strikes, it's up to you to allow it to become a life and death situation or just a major inconvenience. And your furry family members, or feathered or finned, like I've said before, all need you to be prepared. My new book will be available on Amazon, so I hope you will check it out. It's going to give you the basics on what you need to do to prepare, to react, and regroup. Those are my three tenets. You need to be prepared ahead of time with skills and proper training. You need to react calmly once the incident happens. And after it's all over, you and your pets need to regroup. Then there are separate chapters dealing with hurricanes or electrical outages, tornadoes. It tells you the difference between cyclones and typhoons and hurricanes. I'm covering avalanches, tsunamis, highway safety, and even civil unrest. So if you have any questions about the book or anything you want to hear on a future episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio, please email me at petsafetycrusader@gmail.com. I want to give a great, great big thanks to Jamie, Jeremy, and Diane for joining us today. The Upstairs Cat, How My Cat Made Me a Better Man, and What to Expect When Adopting a Dog are books that I all highly recommend you tune into, or I should say flip the pages of, and learn more information about yourself or about the animals in your care. My website's going to be changing, but you can still go to www.sunnydoginc.com, and it's going to bump over, but the new site will be coming very soon, which is petsafetycrusader.com. I am having a little trouble here at the end of the show, but I hope you're just having a bow-wow wonderful time listening anyway, and I thank you so doggone much for allowing me to help you help your pet. My pack and I have paws and fingers crossed that you and yours will stay safe, healthy, and happy. And I personally challenge you to do your best to be a superhero in the life of an animal. I look forward to having you hear me and my guests next time. This is the Pet Safety Crusader signing off. She was the